To me, the following Kinnochoff Aleph has always struck a raw nerve. It's traumatic for me because I can't understand it. The Beis HaMikdash is something, I guess, further away from my ability to comprehend. It's something I've never known. It's something I cannot relate to. But Gedolei Torah, the Tanoim, Kedoshei Elyoim, the pillars of Torah Sheba'al Peh, how is it possible that wicked people could be so empowered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to degrade and massacre our Torah leaders in this horrific manner? And in terms of the Torah itself, why? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenge Klal Yisrael, now bereft of a Beis HaMikdash, to also lose their connection to Torah? How are we supposed to continue if the Torah is itself damaged and harmed? How are we supposed to move forward? The Gemara says about the Beis HaMikdash that it had become a body without a soul. Don't think you're so powerful, Caesar, that you managed to destroy our temple. Kimcha techino tachanta. You ground flour that had already been ground. The Beis HaMikdash was dead. There was no neshama left anymore. It had been neglected. It wasn't used properly for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even some of our own kings had repurposed it for Avodah Zarah. And there was so much corruption which centered around the Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps one can understand that with the Panemius gone, with the capacity of the Beis HaMikdash to connect the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it was no longer serving this purpose, perhaps it could even be harmful. But what about the Torah? So I thought about this, and the idea that I came to is very frightening. Chazal say, "Alma avda ha'aretz," and in one of the pshatim it says, "Al shelo birchu b'Torah techila." The Klal Yisrael ceased making a bracha on the Torah before learning it. We know Chazal say that the Torah has the capacity to be sam hachayim. It can be a potion of life, which empowers us to do good. And chas v'shalom, the Torah can also be a sam hamavos, a poison, which corrupts us, which kills us, which can do the very opposite of bringing us close to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if chas v'shalom, our connection to Torah loses its penemius, and it's no longer a vehicle for connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're in very big trouble. And perhaps the Torah itself needs to protect itself from harming our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think this idea is developed by the Medrash Eile Ezkara. There are many Midrashim on the Asara Harugei Malchus, and one of the most extensive is the Medrash Eile Ezkara. I quote, "When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the trees, they grew arrogant in their stature, raising themselves higher and higher. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created iron, they humbled themselves and said, 'Woe to us, for Hashem has now created the very thing that will cut us down.' And so it was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Paritzei Hador, the arrogant of the generation, became haughty and said, 'What have we lost now that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed? After all, we still have among us Torah scholars. They can guide the world in Torah and mitzvahs. Essentially, big deal.' So immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the heart of the Roman Emperor to study the Torah of Moshe from the mouths of the Chachamim. He began voracious and studied until he reached the parasha of the Eile HaMishpatim. He comes to the pasuk, 'V'goynev ish u'mecharei mois yumos.' If a person kidnaps another Jew and sells him, then his punishment is death. He immediately commanded that his palace be filled with shoes, and he sent for 10 Chachamim of Klal Yisrael. They came before him, he sat them on golden chairs, and said to them, I have a question of profound law to ask of you. Please tell me nothing but the law and the truth. And then he said, what's the halacha if somebody kidnaps another Jew? And they said, he's chayev misa. So he said, then you are chayev misa. They said, why? He said, because the brothers, Aseres HaShevatim, they sold Yosef. If they were alive today, I would pass judgment on them. But now that they are no longer alive, you must bear the iniquity of your fathers. Now, what bothered me about this medrash is that Caesar seems to be a bit of a bad lander. He's almost coming up with prefabricated grounds for doing something which is unjustified, and pretending that he can prove from the Torah that because once upon a time, 2,000 years ago, there were Shevatim that sold Yosef. I'm not even sure they all sold Yosef. It seems there was only one of the Shevatim. But because of that, he's now found grounds to kill them. And then I thought to myself, perhaps that's precisely the point. That when you start using the Torah with bad svara, when you approach the Torah with ulterior motives, look how destructive it can become. Look at the destruction which Caesar wrought upon Klal Yisrael by approaching the Torah with ulterior motives. And as the Medrash began, the trees grew tall, higher and higher, thinking they were untouchable. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will create the axe which can cut you down. The Torah itself may have to take protective measures, may become a Sama Moves, if Chas V'Shalom, we are not worthy. So as the Rav said, and as the Nevi'im say, there is no quick fix to bring the Geula. This idea, this narrative, which has gone throughout history of Gedolei Torah being massacred, unfortunately is something which was not a one-off event. Even the Asara Harugi Malchus historically lived about 70 years apart, some of the times of the Churban Bayis, others at the time of Bar Kokhba, that our minds can wind forward throughout the centuries of the difficult and blood-filled history of Klal Yisrael. The great Balei HaTosfos, who were murdered in the Crusades, the Tzaddikim and Kehillos HaKodesh, who were massacred in pogroms throughout Christian rule, Tafmatat especially, the massacres which unfortunately we know through today, it's still there. And the question I ask myself, and I think we need to ask ourselves, is why is this still going on? And where is our relationship to Torah incomplete to the point that the Torah itself wants to protect it against misuse on our part? May we be zoche to take the words of the Nevi'im to heart and fix ourselves in our mindset and in our actions. May the dam of the tzaddikim no longer need to be spilled. May the Torah no longer need to protect itself against us. And may these great gifts truly benefit us and help us to bring the Geula. You know, I'm good.